This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Lisa Peeks with Kelly McBride from the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Digital journalists at Al Jazeera America are the latest to move toward unionization. In the past few months, writers at Gawker, Salon, and Vice Media have all organized. Because digital journalism is so new, there's no real financial foundation, and so the way they're being paid is all over the map. And Kelly, why do workers feel they need a union now?
One of the realities in online journalism is there is this relentless 24/7 news cycle that demands workers be on the clock all the time. Sometimes it feels like a sweatshop in these newsrooms. And many of the people who work in these newsrooms are rising up against that and saying, hey, we need some protections here that prevent us from being abused as workers. Madeline Davies, a writer for Jezebel, which Gawker owns, sums up the workers' demands at Gawker in this way.
Right now, we don't really have a severance system, and there's kind of not a lot of transparency about pay scale, where there are people across the company making wildly different sums for doing the same job. Also, when it comes to raises, our company is very social, and so a lot of negotiation happens in social settings where we're at a bar, and I'm talking to, you know, my boss, Tommy Craggs, and I can ask him for things very upfront. But we also have a lot of remote employees who kind of don't have that privilege and are sort of left behind.
Okay, so there she's talking about remote workers. And Kelly, you actually mentioned the newsroom atmosphere being like sweatshops, but it's kind of like a virtual sweatshop.
It's definitely part of the internet world that you can work from any location, but that's part of the problem, right? If you can work from any location, it means your boss can ask you to work at any point in time.
Generally, union workers get paid more than non-union workers. Now, this whole digital landscape is new and unproved. Some of these companies are thriving, others are barely scraping by. How can digital newsrooms afford unionization?
Well, certainly only the profitable newsrooms can afford unionization. They certainly are aggregating lots and lots of audience eyeballs, and so the potential to make money is there. It's pretty obvious to me that only the shops that make money can afford to unionize. And so the ones that don't make money are likely going to continue to be less than good prospects for writers, because those are the places where writers are most likely to be taken advantage of. And they're probably not going to stick around long enough for a union effort to take root.
Yeah. And in fact, in terms of the whole writing process, most of these outlets haven't even gotten to the stage of writing or negotiating contracts. When they do, what might they look for as a model?
Well, I think some of the screenwriters' contracts may provide interesting models. Unlike a newspaper company where the unions have very specific job descriptions that are based on the publication of a newspaper, screenwriters have contracts that are based on the activity of writing. So it's about the type of writing that you do, who gets credit, and how you get paid for this very creative activity of writing.
Right, but with online media, there's photojournalism, videos, audio, etc.
All of that can be categorized in a way that you could come up with minimum pay standards.
So could they accomplish some of these things without unionizing?
Oh, absolutely. It has to do with leadership in the workplace and what type of environment you want to create. You know, in the age of industrialization, you saw the rise of unions as a response to the working conditions. This is the virtual equivalent to that, almost exactly 100 years later.
All right. Kelly McBride with the Poynter Institute. Thank you.
You're welcome.